Hi, friends. I'm Rick.
And I'm Jeanette.
And we have another edition of Cannabis Corner that we're going to present to you. And we have a very special guest today.
We've got Mike with Soft Power Sweets. Thanks so much for joining us today, Mike.
Hey, everybody. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. Like they said, this is Mike. I run Soft Power Sweets with my partner, Lagusta Yearwood. She has Lagusta's Luscious, a chocolate company in New Paltz, New York, that's actually celebrating its 15th anniversary. Today, there's a big party outside until 8 p.m. in New Paltz. If you're in the area, swing by. But more importantly for this topic, we launched Soft Power Sweets, one of the original New York edibles companies, when recreational cannabis came to fruition at the very early days of cannabis.
We love all of your edibles. They're all so fantastic. You know, one of our favorite things about them is there is so many multi-dosage is available. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we went into cannabis from a chocolate side and thought that we would be able to just provide the same chocolate that has been winning awards for 20 years on the non-cannabis side, but we've quickly found out that the cannabis experience has got to be the most important thing, and people just aren't the same. And so being able to give people more minute control over what they're doing so that you can really tune your experience has really been a driver of the success that Soft Power has seen.
I love that. I feel that way too, because especially as it's all so new for all of us, it's important to be able to offer those different dosages so that people can really like have the nice experience of having something that does taste great, but then also knowing that, you know, a little bit goes a long way, especially when you're first starting out. And, you know, a lot of people say that some of the chocolates even hit a little bit different. Tell me a little bit about that.
That's absolutely true. So there's two main ways for edibles to get into your system. One is through your bloodstream and one is to get processed into your stomach. And if you give cannabis a fat or a lipid, it will bind to you and then it processes in your stomach, and then it's like a time release where it gets fed into your system. And you can end up with about twice to 2.5 times as much bioavailability from one dose of an edible with a lipid than without. So with a traditional like sugary edible, you get it and you get that, whoa, here comes the edible feeling where it hits like a brick, and then like an hour and a half later, it's just gone. But with chocolate, you get a much smoother on-ramp, a much longer high. It's like a 4 to 6 hour, but very gradual process. And you get all that kind of goodness spread out a little bit more evenly to really be able to control the experience that you're on.
Is the experience different from chocolate to, let's say, a gummy?
Yeah. So it's not going to come on as hard. You're going to get more out of it. The fat allows you to have a little bit more nuance. And so we do a lot of stuff with live rosin, which is a hash product, and that's got a bunch of minor cannabinoids and terpenes in it that really allow you to tune it and make really customized experiences. So distill is going to give you that kind of classic edible high, that back of the head, kind of behind your eyeballs feel. Whereas if we're doing live rosins, we can make it like you're smoking your favorite joint. And so if you're going for a heavy indica, we can make it a real full body feel where you're really relaxing and it gets into a little bit more of that kind of couch lock feel. Or if we go with sativa, so we're working with a citrus slurp rosin right now. That's a real bright, creative thing, high, and it kind of really fires with all the creative synapses that we're trying to get and really makes it so that it's an amazing, like, creative, almost energy boost.
How do you ingest that?
That is, well, it's a hash product, and traditionally people would have smoked it. But if you then take that and you press it in a heat press, you can get an oil out of it, or live rosin. And so that is as close to, as you can get to the plant and have something that is bioavailable that you can actually consume edibly.
Do you add CBD to the products, or do they arrive naturally from the pressing?
There's different ways to go about it. So our live rosin, and a lot of it depends on the flower, which is the same thing as flower that you would smoke. There's some strains that are really CBD heavy. There are some that have very little, but you get other cannabinoids. And so on the CBD front, we do have some that naturally will come with that rosin. But a lot of times we find for the experiences that we're trying to tailor with CBD that will add a little bit of either isolate or distillate that is just CBD to be able to get the percentages where you want it to get the effect that you're after.
And you're able to get exactly exactly 10 milligrams into a tiny little piece of chocolate?
Yeah, there's a 15% variance around all of New York, but we try to be within 3, maybe 5%. It's just so, again, I want you to know that when you're having our product, that it's going to be the same experience that you had last time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so important, and we appreciate that. And also the fact that you're using very strain-specific, you know, your gummies and edibles are that strain-specific, coming from that strain-specific side, so it helps to create the vibe that each customer is looking for and each person is striving for it.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's exactly what we're going. And we do have some distillate products, and there's a place for that. The thing with rosin is that because it's unique and it's a live plant, it varies from harvest to harvest. And so if you're looking for nuance, if you're looking for, like, interesting different ways to explore yourself, rosin's great for that. If you want that same experience over and over again, then we do have distillate products where we can add in terpenes and add in minor cannabinoids and still kind of get to that same idea, but it's not quite as true as that whole plant rosin would be.
Tell us quickly about some of the delicious flavors you come up with.
Fantastic. So we are doing three main ideas. We've got solid chocolates, gummies, and candy bars. Our candy bars are some of the most unique things to the market right now. We've got a high dose dulce de leche, a matcha latte, and a raspberry rainbow. The raspberry rainbow and the matcha are both in 2.5 milligram doses. We're 25 milligram pieces. So you can go from a micro dose for the very light users to a 25 milligram piece, which is a fairly aggressive full dose for most people. And then for the higher users, our dulce de leche is actually 100 milligram piece. We also have solid chocolate flowers that come in 5 milligram petals. That's a patented shape that we came up with to make sure that you get a beautiful presentation, but also a nice, accurate dosing. And then we've got some great gummy flavors as well.
Some have chocolate covering on top of them, which make it even doubly delicious. And they're all vegan?
Yeah, everything we do is vegan. We come from Ligustus Luscious, which is the oldest vegan chocolate company in America. And we use that heritage to really inspire everything that we're doing. For 20 years, we were kind of downplaying the fact that we were vegan because people didn't expect that it could be the best tasting confections on the market. And finally, the world's caught up to realize that you don't need animal products in order to get that kind of immaculate taste. What you really need to do is supply your products with the best ingredients in the world. And that's what we spend all of our time doing.
Your product is incredible. We can find it locally at dispensaries all throughout our listening area. What's coming up in the future for you?
We are rolling out a couple more flavors of gummies. We've got a local Honeycrisp apple coming. We've got a stone fruit that is kind of like a different stone fruit, so a peach with really an apricot leading with some plum and cherry. We're doing a nighttime, and then really tightening everything up and just making sure that the consistency is absolutely perfect from experience to experience. We're really just excited to be part of everybody in the Hudson Valley's lives.
SoftPowerSweets.com is the website. We are Cannabis Corner on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick.
And I'm Jeanette.
And we thank you so much, Mike, for all your time and energy, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Mike.